One in five of Irish people don't get enough exercise. That inactivity means that they're more at risk of getting cancer, diabetes, or having a stroke. Now, that's according to a new report this afternoon by the World Health Organization, which also says one third of the global population isn't getting enough exercise. Earlier, we spoke to Dr. Fiona Bull, head of the WHO's Unit for Physical Activity. First, she brought us through the main findings of the report.
This global study looking at levels of physical activity around the world and in regions shows that one third of adults do not meet the global recommendations. That means not doing enough physical activity for all the mental and physical health benefits.
And do we know why?
Well, there's many causes and it varies by different countries and of course for different groups of people. But the sorts of reasons are our ways of living are changing. We're getting less active, perhaps through travel, walking and cycling less, through entertainment, using computers and digital technologies more for our entertainment, and playing less sport, doing physical activity less often. So what we've got to do is reverse those trends.
Well, this is an increase since 2010. Is it a big increase?
Yes, since 2010, it's a 5% increase in physical inactivity, which says we're going in the wrong direction. And since the last data, which we published in 2018, it's a 4% increase. So we've been plateauing for about the last decade, but we're seeing now a worrying trend, which would put us on track for 2030 to miss the target that countries all agreed back in 2018 to reduce physical inactivity.
Are people just getting lazier?
Well, it's very hard to say that. I think people want to be active. Many people know the benefits of being physically active, but it's getting perhaps harder for some people with the cost of joining either sport or clubs. It's also got to be safe and enjoyable and convenient. And we have got the cost of living crisis. We've got pressures on families. Physical activity seems to be squeezed out of people's lifestyles. And we want to encourage people and enable more people to be active in ways they enjoy.
You've data on men and women. Who's more active?
Men are more likely to meet the global recommendations in most countries, but not all. And that's telling us that women are less active. And that difference on average is 5 percentage points. But it can be and is greater than 10% in about a third of the world's countries. And it can reach a 20% difference in about 6 or 7 countries. So there are wide differences which really call on us to look at and focus on how to reach more women and provide opportunities that fit what they're interested in doing, where they're interested in doing it, and how they're interested in being physically active.
What needs to be done to encourage more women to do more physical activity?
Surveys of this show us that women often say that they don't feel sporty, they're not interested in the sport, they don't have enough time, and then it's not convenient. There are examples of programs and campaigns, for example, in England, where This Girl Can showed how we can get more people more active by targeting the sorts of ways in which women want to be active, but also showing other women being active. And that doesn't mean you have to wear special clothes or look good in being active. You have to enjoy it. The more you do, the better. And even small amounts all can add up.
Are there any findings in this research relating specifically to Ireland?
Yes, indeed. This report has produced estimates for 197 countries and territories. And in Ireland, we've got an estimate of the current levels in 2022 of around 20% of adults not being active. So Ireland is a little lower than the global average, which was 31%. You do have the gender difference. So men are more likely to be active, 19% than are inactive than women, which is 24%. So you have got that 5% difference I mentioned earlier. Ireland's also doing well in it's been identified to be on track for the 2030 target. If you continue in Ireland doing some of the things, policy, programs, promoting walking and cycling, and providing opportunities in local communities. So the good news for Ireland is you're doing well and better than others if you keep on going and even do more to encourage more people to be active. You may be one of the front runners for meeting the 2030 target.
At least we're winning something. But what's the fallout from a lack of exercise?
Inactivity is associated with a higher risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, cancers, diabetes, hypertension. Some of these are the major killers worldwide. It also has positive benefits for mental health, can delay the onset of dementia, can help with depression and anxiety. So for both mental and physical health benefits, physical activity is really good. The consequences of the population being less active is we can predict, and we do see, diseases which could have been prevented. That costs individuals and it costs healthcare systems.
Fiona Bull from the World Health Organization there.